The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. It is not that long ago that women in Ireland had to resign from the civil service thanks to the marriage ban when they got married. But today in Ireland, it's increasingly common for women to out-earn their husbands. News Talk Sarah Madden reports on the rise of female breadwinners and what it means for Irish finance and relationships.
For a long time in Ireland, men were the family breadwinner. In dual-income couples, they out-earned their wives by a mile. But the financial tide is rapidly beginning to turn here. Women are now the main breadwinners in almost one in five households. So what does this mean for Irish relationships and bank accounts? And how can we all prepare for a female-powered financial future? How would you feel about your girlfriend or your wife earning double, triple the amount you bring home?
I feel like I'm under the thumb, would I?
I'd have no problem with that. That sounds good. I don't care. I don't need to be the breadwinner. Someone else is bringing home the money, like, grand by me.
I'd be more than happy, to be fair. I'd be delighted.
I'd be over the moon.
Really?
Absolutely. It means, as I said, I could play more golf,
yep.
Probably play more football, and she'd be doing all the overtime. I'd be off, yeah.
What's your dynamic? Who earns the most in this relationship?
My wife. Hey. Big time. Yeah, she's very good. She just bought me dinner. That'll be me driving around the Range Rover, going to the Pleiades, drinking my matches.
I'm assuming you earn more, and that's fine. We normally split costs pretty equally anyway, and it doesn't really matter to me if he has more money. Mm. Doesn't matter.
Do you earn more?
Very minimal, if so, I would say. I would say very little, if so. I think we're around the same.
My partner earns more than I do, currently, by quite a bit. People have different careers, so I'm not going to measure it all with one stick, you know, and say, just because I was born a certain way, I should naturally earn more, even though she has a completely different career to me. So it doesn't make a difference.
Currently, I am earning more, but we have been in instances where he's earned more, and if one person is succeeding, it should be incentive for the other to also succeed and in their own right. And also, I think, like, it's teamwork really at the end of the day. If you're both running a household, it doesn't matter who's bringing in more as long as the team is doing well.
Would you mind if you were in a relationship with a man and you earned more than him?
It wouldn't bother me at all, but it would bother a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends would not necessarily date someone that doesn't earn a lot of money, which is very silly, in my opinion, but yeah.
Can you see why men wouldn't want to date a woman who earns more than him?
No, I can't, no. But a lot of the time I don't understand men, so no.
I know why, because it's about ego. Mm. It's about your ego. So if you think that because she earned more money than you, she's more powerful or you are less confident.
If it was a lot, like a significant amount more, I'd feel very, like if we were going to places that she would go to a lot and I'd be really struggling to afford, and obviously I'd be the one paying. I would be intimidated by that. I feel guilty because I wouldn't be able to keep up with her lifestyle.
I don't know. It does make me feel slightly emasculated. The sort of stereotype where the boyfriend buys the dinners and buys the cinema tickets when you go on a date and stuff like that. It definitely does make me feel like I'm maybe not pulling my weight in certain aspects, especially when I compare it to, say, some of my friends who earn a lot of money. And their girlfriends wouldn't earn a lot of money. I come from a family that my father earned more money than my mother, so it's like what I grew up with, what I'm used to.
Yeah, it's definitely tough, because I think, again, it falls into the stereotype of, like, Paul maybe feels like, oh God, like he makes you feel bad, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. But I think it's a societal thing where people almost just put it upon you to make it negative.
Well, for some relationships, if the guy isn't very secure in himself, this becomes a problem, because he then feels maybe emasculated in the sense that he doesn't have the ability to make decisions or to have control over where people go, where the couple goes on holidays. That kind of thing can be a challenge. They don't feel great about that.
David Kavanagh is a family psychotherapist.
Our peers have an impact on the quality of the relationship when that dynamic has taken place, where the woman is the breadwinner, how the man's peers or his family react to it, I think, have a very significant influence on his reaction to it. So that for me is a big thing. Obviously, society has its own issues, and the media and what we see on television and that kind of stuff, they play a part. But I think it's the more intimate relationships where the slagging takes place, and he has to go out on a Friday night and they're joking with him and, you know, slagging him about that. That's not great. It's going to then leak into the relationship, which I think is going to be a problem.
According to a study of American census data, while female breadwinners represent just 16% of all households, they account for 42% of divorces. Economist Marion Bertrand even says a wife out-earning her husband is the marriage kiss of doom.
For some men, it's fine, but for other men, they can feel sexually inadequate. So men can get erectile dysfunction or have difficulties getting aroused because they just feel that they don't have a place in the relationship anymore. They're just not as valuable to the woman. Because again, it's almost like an evolutionary thing that we have these stereotypes about how men and women should be. And I think when those stereotypes are challenged or they are reversed, I think it does manifest in the bedroom. And people, you know, the couples I've worked with, it's a difficult topic to talk about and they are challenged by it. But it does actually happen that men would find it more difficult to be sexually aroused with their partner because she's on twice or three times his salary. It's kind of rare for a woman to say that she finds her husband less attractive because she's out earning him. But what she will say, for example, is things like he's become lazy or he's become jealous or he's become insecure. And she doesn't find those qualities in him attractive. For many women, the challenge is to be the breadwinner and then to be the person who is taking on the household management as well. When that happens, that's in most cases a disaster.
So there's one person I was working with and she was running her own business. She had a cleaner, she had a childminder, she had a housekeeper, she had a VA and she had an accountant. And she was so delighted with herself. She said, finally, I have time to do work. Finally, I can actually focus on doing my work properly. So I actually said it to my husband. I said, look, finally, you know, she has a bit of balance in this. And he turned around, a big smile on his face, and he goes, do you know what most people call that? And I said, why? What do you mean? He goes, that's a wife.
Kel Galvin is a money coach who's more and more being contacted by female breadwinners, a fact she's unsurprised by.
The proportion of females amongst the top 1% of earners increased from about 21% in 2018 to 26.4% in 2023. And in the top 10% of earners, female representation rose from almost 28% to 30% over that same period of time. So there's more and more women coming up into that top 1% and top 10% of earners. It's going to happen. It's going to happen more and more because that's continually increasing, particularly when we look at the amount of women with college degrees.
For Kel's female clients, bringing in money isn't the problem. It's what to do with it next that they're confused by.
So when they come to me, it's usually there's fear around money. There's a bit of, well, investing is too big for me. I couldn't possibly do that. That's just not for me. And they nearly shut themselves down at the thought of it. A lot of them are amazing savers. Like they're really good at saving. They're really good at putting money aside. They're quite often really good at managing the household money coming in and out. And they're hitting this point where their skills have brought them so far. But what's next? They're coming and they might have the competence, as in they have degrees, they're excellent at what they do, they're well able to run their lives, but the confidence might not be there. And it's really interesting, and I've seen it across the board, because sometimes with men, it's the confidence is there, but they may not have the qualification, but they trust themselves that they're going to be able to do it and they go ahead and do it. Women don't necessarily have that same trust in themselves. So a huge amount of my work is actually building up that trust. Mm. And a lot of it is by breaking down the actual competence part, the step-by-step on managing money and investing into small pieces. And they realize, oh, I'm actually well able to do this. But until they see that pathway, sometimes it's hard for them to trust themselves enough to make those bigger steps.
Of course, this brave new world of female financial empowerment comes with its downsides.
So I've had people that I've worked with who have gone through divorces, the female being the breadwinner, and she ended up paying out alimony or maintenance to her husband because he hadn't earned as much during their lifetime. So part of her pension, the home and everything had to go to the husband. And it was just the first time I'd ever experienced it. And I suppose I need to think about my stereotypes as well, because when the playing field gets more level, that works both ways.
Kel herself is the main breadwinner in her family, and she has been for most of her marriage.
I enjoy earning and managing money. I'm very lucky that I can be open and honest about it, and we support each other. more women are earning, more women are becoming breadwinners, we're becoming more in line with other countries because we are behind from a statistical perspective of female breadwinners. So it is normal in modern countries. We're just getting there and we just need to figure out what that looks like for us.
Half of breadwinners in Latvia are female. In Croatia, it's 40%, while in the UK, it's now 1 in 4.
Certainly from a dating point of view, finances were never discussed. Emily definitely drove a nicer car than me when we started dating.
Up until Dave Hitchcock and his wife Emily had their daughter Lily, Dave was a mechanic, earning about half Emily's £80,000 salary per year.
So I have two older children from a previous relationship and I spent 50 hours a week working and missed out on their growing up. And fortunately, the position Emily and I are in, when we looked at finances, when we decided to have Lily, who's now two, we looked at finances and it didn't make sense for me to work, given how much Emily can earn compared to myself, and put Lily into childcare and we'll both miss out on her growing up. So we're in the fortunate position that we could sacrifice my wage and I could then get the opportunity to spend every day with Lily, and she'd have one of us around full time, the other one around as much as possible. And I could get to experience that and would know she was with someone who cared about her day in, day out. When I first discussed it at work, all the guys at work were very jealous because, you know, they saw it as you just stay at home and don't do anything all day. And even when I speak to a few of them now, they're all jealous that you're not really working, are you? But I think people, certainly mums, know that it's not just sitting around all day. So different people, when you speak to them, there's a little sort of a taken aback. Oh, well, that's different. But for the most part, when you say that to them, certainly to ladies, they're really impressed with the idea. It's an adjustment from being the breadwinner to not being the breadwinner, having grown up in that side of things. You know, to be able to support Emily with what she does is great for me. To do that and help her push on and do what she wants to do and be able to support her as a partner, I think it's a good thing in any relationship to support each other, whether that's financially, emotionally. I think it's just another one of those things that makes for a strong relationship.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.